Chapter 15. The End. Victor finished telling Captain Walton his story.
You found me at sea and took me onto your ship.
And so the creature is still out there?
Yes.
This is a remarkable story, Mr. Frankenstein.
I do not have long to live. I am not afraid of dying. My life now is only a torture, and I know that I will be with Elizabeth again. But I want you to promise me one thing, Captain.
What is it?
That you will find the monster and kill him before he escapes again.
I will do what I can.
Later that day, Frankenstein died in his sleep.
He looks calm now. Finally, he has found some peace.
That evening, the captain was on the deck.
What is that noise?
I think it is coming from your cabin, Captain.
He went down to the cabin. The creature was there, standing over Victor's body.
I have killed you too, my creator. Forgive me, Frankenstein.
Captain Walton was horrified, but he did not turn away.
So, you are Frankenstein's monster? It is too late to be sorry. He is dead now, and his pain is over.
I have 1,000 times more pain.
The captain remembered his promise to kill the monster.
You must die too! You murdered and did evil things!
I did not want to hurt anybody. I wanted love and friendship, but I found only hatred and hostility. Yes, I did evil things. I hate myself more than you hate me. But am I the only one who did wrong? This world made me evil.
Walton felt great pity for the creature.
What will you do now?
My creator is dead. And now I have no wish to live in this world. I will go north, across the ice, as far away as possible. I will build a great fire, and I will lie down on it. The fire will burn the pain from my heart, and when the fire is finished, I too will be dead.
Suddenly, the creature ran to the open window and climbed out. Captain Walton looked outside at the sea and the ice. He watched the creature disappear into the darkness.